We begin, though, with becoming independent on this Giving Tuesday. It's been around such a long time in Sonoma County, doing such good work. The CEO is with us in studio. Luana Vitoy is here. Luana, good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
53 years, is it, that Becoming Independent has been alive and kicking in Sonoma County?
Absolutely. Started 53 years ago by a group of parents looking for an alternative for their adult children with disabilities. And we've been embraced by a beautiful county that loves to support our work and our purpose.
Absolutely true. So what does Giving Tuesday mean to Becoming Independent?
It's a huge platform for becoming independent and fundraising, and it really means for us another opportunity for people to get engaged and involved in the work that we're doing throughout the county.
Yeah, and all over social media. And I was telling Luana that we talked with Facebook earlier this morning, and the $7 million that they put up for matching funds today was gone in seconds.
Yes.
In seconds after 5 a.m., they opened it up. And so Becoming Independent probably didn't get any of that money today.
Yeah, that East Coast time, and they hit that click real quick.
Oh, boy.
So, we weren't able to leverage that, but we've got huge supporters throughout the area that have really have been motivated through the social media platforms to
and
give.
About how much do you hope to gain on Giving Tuesday?
Well, last year we did close to 25. So we'd love to beat that this year.
Yeah.
It was a huge driver right before the holidays to help fuel programs throughout the area. So we're hoping to break that record.
There's plenty of time left in the day,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
A lot of people, of course, all over social media are touting their favorite nonprofits, and certainly among them, Becoming Independent. And Becoming Independent is stretching its legs and stretching its footprint this week. Tell us about that.
We are. We are opening our first Marin County location in San Rafael. So we'll have our ribbon cutting on Thursday. So if anyone's in the San Rafael area, we'd love to see you there. We'll be at 777 Grand.
And how did that come about?
Well, for years, especially since I've been in my role at BI, we have had a lot of interest from the community of Marin County to come into that area and support them.
They don't have anything like that there?
They have a couple of programs down there.
Becoming Independent.
Well, there's nothing like Becoming Independent. And so we really want to be able to support that call and bring in our services to wherever they are needed. And so we're moving into Marin County, and we're so excited to be a part of that community.
Now, what does that move, Luana, mean to you in terms of staffing, et cetera?
It means it's going to be very interesting. It continues to be interesting in this economic climate with unemployment rates being as low as they are. But we've noticed as a social impact organization that really what drives employees to Becoming Independent, attracts and retains them, is our purpose and the work that we get to do each and every day with adults with disabilities, from employment services to educational training. And so it's very interesting, the recruitment tactic and strategy, but it's one that we're really leaning into and embracing. But we're hiring.
We're hiring. That's always like music to our ears. We're hiring. And talk about what's happened to Becoming Independent. We've talked a lot on this show about the challenges that nonprofits have faced, particularly post-2017 fires. How has it affected the kinds of money that you're able to raise?
Absolutely. We've seen impacts even before the fires. The 2008 kind of economic shift had really severe consequences for organizations like Becoming Independent throughout the state, many of them having to close.
Mm-hmm.
Becoming Independent decided to pivot, though, in a different direction and really look inward at ways that we could come up with lines of businesses that we could control the cash flow. And that was really the kind of expansion of our social enterprise division. And so what social enterprise is the concessions on the Smart Train, it's running the cafe at Kaiser's newest facility on Mercury Way, and it's the launch of our mobile shredding business, competing with national chains like Shred It and Iron Mountain Shred. So we've really wrapped our arms around social enterprise because it not only and primarily gives jobs to people with disabilities, but it gives Becoming Independent the power to leverage its own revenue streams and fuel the services and programs that are so
what
important.
A notion. What a notion to try to keep feeding that machine.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and you mentioned the Smart Train, and Becoming Independent has been a part of the Smart Train service from the get-go, right?
From the beginning, yes, absolutely.
And what kind of an impact does that particular thing make?
It makes a very significant impact, especially when it comes to awareness of the work that we're doing at BI. And that is the primary focus of these social enterprise arms, is bringing awareness to the people that we serve, their abilities and really value that they bring into the workforce and our community. And so that's what the platform of the train literally has provided us.
And talk about the clientele of becoming independent and how important this nonprofit is for them.
Absolutely. It's critical. One in four Californians has a disability. So disabilities. One in four. So disabilities really touches each of our lives in some way, if not ourselves. And so, you know, people with disabilities have so much to offer and so much value to bring, not only to volunteerism and the workforce, but just our social fabric of our communities. And so what Becoming Independent does is it really allows those folks to demonstrate on the highest platform what they can give and what they can do in our community.
It's hard to imagine, but I would think that the families of your clientele are also mightily impressed by what can be done.
I think that the families know firsthand really the impact organizations like Becoming Independent have on not only their family unit, but their entire neighboring communities that support their children who are adults with disabilities.
Yeah, yeah. And there are so few services available for this particular section of our community.
Absolutely. I think that there's a lot of focus on children, and which is absolutely fabulous and great, but those children grow up to become adults.
Yeah.
And they need support services, and they have the right to live a life as independently as possible, and that's really what Becoming Independent is there for.
So now, will you be at the helm of the new office in San Rafael as well?
Yeah. Our expansion into Marin County is just an expansion of what we've been doing here in Santa Rosa, Sonoma, and Hillsburg for the past 53 years, so it's all part of the bigger piece.
Uh-huh, which means a lot under your umbrella, right? Which is a very nice way of saying there's a lot under Luana's umbrella.
Yeah. Yes.
And what about volunteerism in terms of becoming independent? Are you consistently looking for volunteers, or do they have a place?
Yeah, we absolutely welcome volunteers. We have three signature events that we host throughout the year. One coming up in January, our annual Crab Feed, a partnership with the Flat Tire Club. We love to have volunteers there. And there are different events that we host for the people that we serve. We just recently had a talent show at the Friedman Center. We have the Sweetheart Ball coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Flamingo.
Big ones.
And so we love to engage volunteers for those opportunities as well.
And a best way to reach you in terms of volunteering?
Is go to our website, becomingindependent.org. Great information about the organization and an opportunity to inquire about volunteer opportunities.
In fact, Luana also just recently wrote an article for the Press Democrat about Becoming Independent. It's a great read.
Thank you.
It's a really great read about that organization. What would you like people to do today?
Giving Tuesday. It's Giving Tuesday. It's also National Disability Day, so it's a double bonus for Becoming Independent. We would love for organizations, for people to partner with us, to invest in Becoming Independent, allow us to empower people with disabilities so that they can continue to thrive throughout our community. So if you're a business looking for employees, we've got a great workforce behind us. If you need shredding, we are an amazing shred company as well. But we're also a great place to give, and to give with all of your heart.
And the donations, the monetary donations, are I'm sure what work out best for you.
Absolutely. They help to really fuel our services and allow people with disabilities to live a life full of opportunity.
And of course, there is the rest of the day. It's only 9:15, and the rest of the day of Giving Tuesday to jump on social media and say, I am here to support Becoming Independent.
Lots of time left. Yes, absolutely. And we thank you so much for that support.
It's an amazing story, Becoming Independent. The longevity is pretty amazing, too, at a time when it can be very challenging to keep a nonprofit going. And when you're talking about going, you're talking about expansion, et cetera. So congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And thank you to all of your listeners that support the work that we do.
Absolutely. Becoming Independent, one of the options that you have on this Giving Tuesday. And keep money right here in the North Bay for this continuing good work. And Luana, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Luana Vitroy is the CEO of Becoming Independent, and good luck with the new office in Marin.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.